picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers.
Okay, welcome back. Picking Up Strangers, episode 31. Friendly Frank, we've broken the Trinity. Technical decades of podcasting. I like to consider each 10 a decade. Feels like it sometimes. So,
see, that's what's wrong.
What's wrong?
Huh?
What?
Decades? It hasn't been that long.
It feels like it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels like it sometimes.
Yeah, would you? Yeah.
And I will say this. We've got our regular sponsor, Esports Arena, that we'll get to. We'll bring them up later on in the episode. However, I do want to announce that this episode, Picking Up Strangers, episode 31, is brought to you by our sponsor for the episode, Podcorn. I think I mentioned to you, Friendly Frank, that I received an email claiming that we could actually get paid for this podcast.
Whoa.
To which I believe you responded with significant suspicion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you today that Podcorn.com is the real deal.
Is it?
After I got the email, I set up our account, made a bid on ads that I thought might find our program in line with their business. And within 2 weeks, we have a new sponsor for Picking Up Strangers, episode 31. Excuse me. For those of you out there who have your own podcast, get on this. Podcorn offers various ways to monetize your podcast. They've got host read ads. They've got interview segments. They've got topical discussions, just to mention a few of them. Podcorn puts you in direct contact with companies that know the value of a podcast audience. This model allows podcasters of all sizes the opportunity to monetize without giving up the rights to your podcast or locking you into any exclusivity with one sponsor.
That's very important.
Click on our link in our show notes, or click on their link on our show notes, and start looking for your sponsorship opportunities today. Look, if Frenny Frank and Mike make this happen, I'm pretty sure anyone can. Podcorn.com, the easiest way to get paid for your passion project. There we go. Brought to you by Podcorn.
Podcorn.
There you go.
Make sure you put in Podcorn. Podcorn.
So, I mean, I guess that means officially we're professional podcasters. It's like the Olympics, right? You're amateur until you get paid. So, welcome to being a professional podcaster, Friendly Frank.
Uh-huh. It's everything I thought it would be.
You're welcome.
See... It doesn't really, I mean, yes, that is quite an accomplishment.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's it? That's all you got for it?
Just making it more than what it actually is.
What do you mean? More than it actually is?
Professional podcasters?
You have now been paid. Okay, so you did open mics.
Oh, yeah.
And never
got
paid as a comedian.
No.
Did you consider yourself a professional comedian at that point in time?
Yeah, when I got paid.
When you got paid. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So now we've been paid as podcasters, which makes us officially professional podcasters.
Then you know what? That's what I'm going to tell people when they ask me, so what do you do other than drive Lyft?
There you go.
I just tell them, I'm a professional podcaster.
And that opens up the question, oh, what podcast is it? And then now we've got
picking
more audience
strangers.
People.
Wow. You hand out any of those little cards with
us? I have those cards with me.
Yeah,
They're in my sunglass holder. They're in my visor. They're in my center console. I have them stashed everywhere.
Good.
So how's your week been, Friendly Frank?
It's been all right.
For those of you out there who do follow us on Facebook, go ahead and check out the new picture I posted up.
No one follows us on Facebook.
That's not true. You say that every time, and every time there's a like as soon as I go back in
there
once I've posted something.
I think I do that so that you can get a like on there.
Look,
I was telling these. I had these
I already got three likes on the post I just put up.
From Chapman University. I picked up some of them.
Uh-huh.
And they were real cool. And I asked them if they listen to podcasts. And they go, yeah. And I said, here. I do a podcast called Picking Up Strangers.
Uh-huh.
You guys might be on there. And they're like, oh, cool. Are you on social media? And I go, yeah. And the first thing I named was Facebook.
Oh.
And they all looked at me like I was...
like, you're old.
What is this Facebook you speak of, strange old man?
Well,
and I was like, well, we're on Instagram. IG, as you kids call it. IG.
I don't even remember what our Instagram is, to be honest with you.
Stuff pops up. You put weird stuff on there.
I don't post on Instagram at all.
No, but you like some stuff on Instagram. I got Carly Jenner popping up on there when I go on there, and Kevin Hart.
Yeah, that's how you get followers. You got to follow famous people, and they follow you back.
They don't follow you back,
not the
man.
Famous people, the other people who follow the famous people.
Mm.
They say, oh, this guy's following Cardi B or whoever the hell you're following, and then picking up strangers. Oh, we're just picking up strangers on Instagram. Yeah. No, picking up strangers podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's who we are. Ooh, I'm going to post that picture on here, too, then.
So you can get a
bunch. So anyway.
So you can get a bunch of likes.
Yeah. Get some,
yeah.
Get some whatchamacallit.
You know, talking about this week, I witnessed one of the most pitiful things, one of the most pitiful things that you could witness in Orange County, in people.
Tell me all about it.
I pick up, what's a place in Newport, the lonely lady?
A quiet woman?
A quiet woman. Quiet woman and lonely lady. We're so close together. It's just a thin line right between
us. Hashtag me too. Great. Can't wait for those responses.
And these ladies, and I got nothing against ladies over, you know, over 50.
Well, let's put this in perspective. For people who don't know where the quiet woman is, it's in Corona Del Mar. The cougar den of California.
Yeah, Newport, ahead. Whatever. And they had went someplace very special in Newport where I guess everybody kind of like hangs out at.
Which one?
And
30,
they took pictures.
30,
I, it was one of those.
There's a cougar bar there. It's something like that. 30, 32
and
or something.
They took these pictures and they were in the back. Oh, I only got 2 likes on this. That's kind of strange. How come we didn't get more likes? We were there at the right time.
Oh, no.
And I was listening to them, and they were like, they were really disappointed that they didn't get these likes. Now, these are people over 50.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's not like they're social media entrepreneurs or anything like that. They were like, well, I thought that Amy would have liked that. And then they start talking about, well, maybe Amy's still mad at you because of, and I'm like, ugh. And they were really seriously focused on the fact that they had put this post up maybe a couple hours ago. And they were going through all the reasons why no one liked. Well, maybe they're still out at dinner. They're eating at dinner. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe that's why they don't like the pictures. And it's like some people are so hung up on that.
But that's how you can tell kind of how old somebody is. If someone's hung up on somebody specifically not liking their photo, that's now like the... That's not like the soccer mom coffee chats. That's how the drama unfolds. It starts all in social media. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Young people today, they don't care about
who
is liking or not liking.
Yeah.
They care about the volume of likes they are getting or not getting.
Well, these ladies were interested in the volume of likes. They felt like they should have got more. No, they felt like they should have got more likes because they were at the right place at the right time.
I mean, I look at the people who, and these are generally younger people, who, you know, you pick up from a club or from a bar or something, and the instant they sit down, they're on Snapchat watching people still be at the bar or the club that you just picked them up from.
Or
it's like if you wanted to know what's going on, stay there.
Or they recorded themselves out that night, and I can hear them play the video of them at the club. I'm like, you just left there. I mean, I'm sure there's some special things going on in there, but to have to replay it back instantly, I mean, you in the car, and this one guy was, and I'm listening to him talk, and they were like, yeah, that's when she did this, or, yeah, they came in all together. They were just, I mean, it was so weird that, I mean, that.
I think the term they use now is thirsty, as in thirsty for attention.
I say weird, and I say cool.
Thirsty, I feel, is more
I'd rather be that old dude that says, oh, that's cool, that's weird.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, look, I'm not guilty of it. However, I quantify, you know, here's, here's my own personal conceit. It's like, I feel like I'm a really good authority on what's funny. So I feel like when I put a laugh, or I put a that's funny, or I put I'm stealing that, like I feel like that person should be like, oh man, Mike thought that was funny. That's cool. That's where my little psychosis comes from.
Yeah, psychosis.
Here's the deal. I'm aware of it. I know that that's the way that I feel, and I know that's stupid. But what I also like is if I've been on somebody's post, somebody who I consider funny, they post something, I make a funny or witty comment back. Here's one thing. I will go through all the comments to make sure somebody hasn't put what I'm about to put. Because nothing's worse than being the repeater. Whether it's inadvertent or not, you still look like the repeater. So I'll go through, I'll make sure my comment's not already in there. I'll post it. Now, if they like it or they put like the laugh face on it, I do feel good about that. I'm like, okay, good. Somebody I think is funny thought that what I put in response was funny. And I feel like that's a good thing. But that's where I get my dopamine from social media.
I guess if that gets you through the day.
It's not that it gets me through the day, but it does make me feel good. Yeah. I'm okay to admit that.
Mm.
You know, there are people who really have to have likes. I post stuff that I think is funny. And, or interesting, one of the two. There's very few things that I'll post. I'm just kind of scanning. I'm scanning through right now. So just on Instagram alone, right? I've got stuff from us, which I think is funny. I was in a restroom at a bar in Bakersfield, and they've got this condom machine that I took a picture and posted. It says "Wrap it up at the Fox," and the choices in the vending machine for the condoms is small, medium, and large. I thought that was hilarious. Right? Now, not a ton of people thought it was as funny as I did, but that's okay. I don't go back to it and think, oh man, this is really, nobody thinks I'm funny. You know, to pictures of me and my son at a football game, something we've never done before, to having the movie La Bamba on the playlist on the airplane.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. I was wondering why that was on there.
Because Richie Valens died in a plane crash.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
That's a reach, but okay.
That's a reach.
Ain't nobody's
having a plane crash movie on an airplane. How's that a reach?
It's La Bamba.
Right. An artist known from dying in a plane crash.
Yeah, but it's not about the whole movie's not about the plane crash.
That's how the fucking movie ends. That's the whole tragedy in the movie.
Yeah, but the movie was more about Richie than it was about the plane crash.
Okay, if you say so.
Now, if you were watching a movie called Plane Crash, then I think, yeah, that's kind of ironic, right?
You're
there.
Just mad you didn't think of it first. That's okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
You're right.
Because I'm really looking to score some points with them Richie Valley jokes.
Well, it's Richie Valens.
Valens.
Number one.
Whatever.
But, All right, tell me about your week. What do you got?
What do you mean, what I got?
What do you got? It's your first full week. It was your first full week with Lyft.
I'm still not sold all the way. You know, I'm gonna give. I just think I worked
for an Uber,
hours.
Put out some more hoops. Frank's ready to jump through them.
I'm thinking that maybe, I don't know, the customers are pretty much the same. Although, it seems like Lyft customers, oh, I know what it is.
What?
With Uber customers, you got 3 minutes and you out. Mm-hmm. And you get a $5 charge, cancellation fee. Lyft don't give you shit.
Yeah, they do.
I need to talk to them, man.
Yeah, they do. You've got a...
And then
same with Uber. You've got your wait time. Your wait time that says... your wait time's included in the fare. And then you have the extra wait time behind that before when it says call the rider and then you're free to go. Both of them have that. Uber
has
that too.
Call the rider? No, I ain't never have to... I call the rider for courtesy.
There's an option to call the rider that pops up on the app. Now I've always
maybe
done it just because I thought
maybe
you were supposed
to. Maybe that's new, or maybe it does it on Apple. It didn't do it on my.
No, I have the same Android.
Okay, then I'm telling you, you never popped up. Call the customer.
That's because you're just fucking thrown in first and boning it.
No,
out, trying
no,
to get your free
$5. I wait at least 5 minutes and then I call them. I make that choice. I never had a prompt that popped up that said, okay, call the
maybe
customer.
Maybe that's just in Lyft then.
Yeah,
but
I'm pretty sure it's just in Lyft. There's a couple other
but
things.
But Uber's
I
not
like
just
about
3 minutes.
Lyft.
It goes around a couple times.
Lyft actually gives you the picture of the person you're supposed to be picking up.
On all of them now?
Not everybody does.
I think it's whoever uploads a picture.
Yeah. I like that. Because sometimes I can look at that picture and it's that person right there. Yeah. Not a whole bunch of times.
You can't even see the font on your phone. You're telling me you're IDing people?
You know what?
Bird's eye view from
y'all
a quarter
ready,
mile
y'all
away?
Getting ready to hear me beat his ass.
Now you're eagle-eyed.
I'm a blind beat his ass.
Now you're eagle-eyed at 20 miles an hour
just
on curbside.
You know what? Like I said, you like to stir up shit.
I'm just trying to call it what it is.
No. And I explain that. And I, like I said, I got my glasses when I need them.
All right. I don't know why you're looking at me crazy.
Because you act like somebody can't see.
Okay. Can't wait to the DMV episode, because that one's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
When you realize reading glasses isn't going to help you in the eye
exam.
I don't have
reading glasses. I keep telling you, dumbass, I got glasses.
Where did
glasses.
You get them from? The optometrist or from
Rite
Aid?
Yeah.
And when did you wear them last?
I just don't wear them around you. I don't wear them around. I wear them when I'm reading, when I'm actually reading.
Okay.
I pull them out. I carry them with me in my car.
Uh-huh.
I done told you that.
And how many times do you put them on in the car?
I don't have to put them on. That's the reason why I use the big print on the text.
Okay.
So I can see it very easily, and I don't have to use my glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if that fascinates you, but you don't have to wear glasses all
the
time.
The fact that you don't wear glasses all the time is not what fascinates me. The fact that you're in denial
I'm
about
not
when
denial.
And where you need them
you,
is
you
fascinating
point,
to
you
me.
Point at something. Hey,
read
that
white
say?
Sign right there.
What white sign?
Right above the monitor right there on that wall.
You can't read that sign from here, you dumbass. I'm just going to try and see if we're going to try and bullshit it. Because you know it's a no food and beverages allowed in.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
but you can't read exactly what that
sign
says.
I can't read it at all.
Yeah.
I have no problem saying that.
So what is your point? What is your dumb ass
point? I wanted to see if you just make it up.
No.
You didn't. You passed.
No.
Good job.
Yeah. See, you ain't used to dealing with real people.
Oh, here we go. That's right. I forget. I live in a fantasy world that doesn't
you
exist
do.
On this planet.
You do. You hey. Even said you have a little psychosis.
Just because your feelings are a little hurt that I don't think you can see doesn't mean you can try to attack me.
I'm
try
not trying
kiss
to attack
knobs.
You.
Yeah,
I'm
you
just
are.
Telling you. I'm
you
just telling you the truth.
You know that when you
truth.
Say that I live in fantasy land.
Well, you just said you had some psychosis. Over
sure, that's I'm admitting to some of my faults with social media. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
See, the thing is I actually admit some of my shortcomings. Never once have you said you've ever been shortcoming on anything, misunderstood anything, could have possibly interpreted wrong, or that your
you
point of view
don't you
or that your point of view
not,
might be wrong.
You obviously do not listen to this podcast.
I listen to every episode.
You do
more
not listen
than
to this
once.
Podcast.
More
you
than
don't.
Once.
You don't.
Okay, you're right. You're the one who magically edits them every week, right?
Well, you edit. You must be editing that part out.
When was the last thing you admitted you were wrong on?
I don't remember.
Right. Neither do I.
But it's on the podcast.
Okay, well, I challenge I challenge you to find a portion in here where you admitted where you were wrong. About anything, really.
I admit it, I've been wrong about a lot of things.
If you
selling
could just
cars.
Give me one example.
Selling cars.
You've never admitted you were wrong selling cars.
Yeah, I did.
No.
Yeah.
You said
I
that
sure
might
did.
Be your ticket to hell, but you didn't
that
say
was wrong.
That,
that was
wrong.
That was wrong. I should have left that shit alone, man. It taught me how to manipulate people.
Frank, I bet you I could ask your mother and father whether or not you had that skill before you entered that occupation. Hell yeah, he did.
Look, man.
That little fucker was manipulating
man.
People
sales,
since day
sales,
one.
Sales. Well, you know, the funny thing about it is when I was like 4 or 5 years old, my grandmother said, "You're going to be a salesman."
See?
You were a little salesman.
So
no,
don't
no.
That,
so
don't
what
put
I'm
you,
telling you
don't
is,
put you on
no,
the car
what
industry.
What I'm telling you is, going into the car industry was like giving you steroids,
no,
man.
That just puts you in an
like,
environment where
you
felt
you can slice it up this way and you're not actually lying. You're not actually lying.
Right, a skill that can't be taught.
Huh?
That's a
no, it
skill.
Can be taught. They taught us in
not
seminars.
To do it well.
They bought us tapes. We had to listen to tapes. These kids don't know. We had to read books to be that good. Just to know the business. And it's not just bad. I don't want it to come off as that. But it's knowing, you learn a lot about people and you their human nature and how to work that in your favor. That's what they teach
with,
you.
What's wrong with that?
Getting them to say yes.
Let me
under
you
your
well, let
pretenses
me ask you a question.
Without them knowing that.
What's wrong with that?
It's manipulation.
Well, it's persuasion, number one. But what's
persuasion
wrong with it?
Persuasion and a little manipulation.
What's wrong with it?
It's
at the
taking
end,
advantage.
At,
it's
hold on,
taking
hold on. At the end
of
the
people.
Day, that person still has free will.
Yeah, but it's still, you're taking advantage to a certain extent.
So if it's,
I mean, there's a lot of people. Maybe I'm just one of those guys that I lost. We used to, in the sales meeting, we used to say we were going to rip their heads off. That was decapitation was a good thing. It was like gladiators, you know. You didn't say, "Wow, I had a sweet deal." You're like, "Man, I took that dude's head totally off, just decapitated." Because greed forces you when you work on commission to try to get the most money possible.
That's one way to look at it. That's one way a salesperson can look at it.
Yeah. And
however, there's another way where a salesperson can look at it and say, if I treat, there's a fair price here. There's a fair price where I'm satisfied, where the customer's satisfied, where the company's satisfied. There's a fair price in there. If I do that every time, my company's going to be happy. I'm going to be able to pay my bills. And that customer is going to tell everybody around him, that's the fair guy to go to. Mm-hmm. He gives you the fair price.
Mm-hmm. And then they take that price and they go down the street to another place where that guy beats it. That's my point.
They could.
That's my point.
But there are people that do a fair price that get referral business always.
Yeah.
It's up to you as a salesperson to explain to them, look, can you get this cheaper? Yes, you can. Are they going to give you a free car wash?
I used to do that.
When you bring your car in and you come see me?
I used to do that. That was one of my biggest closing points. What? Once I got the taste of blood out of my mouth.
See?
And I started showing mercy to the people that I was dealing with because I felt like the people that were least educated were the ones that I was making the most money on. The ones that didn't understand APR, didn't understand payments and like that. Those were the people that I was able to make more money on.
Sure.
And those are the people that are least likely or more likely to have a problem because it was too much.
Well, that depends if you put them in the wrong vehicle. You can put them in a different vehicle, even though they're stupid, still make money off of them.
Some people do that. And not everybody falls for that.
And the ones that won't.
But when you got a sales manager that says, hey, man, make this deal. Make this deal. This is how we're going to make this deal. And you got to make that deal. You got to. What I started doing was I used to tell people, you know, hey, you can go someplace else, but this was like when I say 5 years in, I used to tell them, I was like, look, I got a Swatch watch on. I said, I live in a studio apartment, never been married, no kids. I said, I got a low overhead. I don't need to make a lot of money on you. I need to make enough money for the dealership and for me. And that's what I'm going to do for you. But these other guys that you go out there, that dude's got a $200 pair of shoes on. He's got a Rolex watch. He's been divorced twice. And they just sit there and look at me and be smiling. And they're like, what? And I said, he's been divorced. That dude owes alimony, child support. Now, how do you think he's going to make his money up and keep his appearance to the standards that he lives by? He's got to make money out of you. He's got to get big money out of you. I don't need that. Live in a studio apartment. Simple life.
Did you live in a studio apartment?
Yeah, I did. Okay. At that time. That's what made it even sweeter. That's what made it even sweeter. Because it was true. It was true.
For that time, did you use it when you didn't live in a studio apartment?
Maybe.
Again, can't just cop to it.
No, you know damn well you did. I said maybe.
You know damn well you did.
Man, that was 30 years ago.
Oh, now all of a sudden you got a weird memory. It doesn't last.
About specific things.
So let me, in the beginning.
I blocked some things out.
In the beginning, I had a train of thought, and I'm going to bring it all the way back to it. What's the difference between that? What's the difference between persuasion as a car salesman versus a preacher?
I don't know.
What do you mean? Do you feel the same way about a preacher as you do as a car salesman?
Some are. Yeah, some are. Okay,
look. let's just do religion as a whole versus car industry as a whole. What do you mean, though?
You're going to have the Lord strike lightning down upon me on a clear day.
Not talking about, I'm not talking about the divine entities, wherever they or whatever they might be. I'm
people
talking about
do
religion.
Not want
religion is
people,
different than the divine
people
entities.
People do not want to believe that religion is a business. They do not want to believe it.
Let's take the money out of it. Let's take just the simple fact of bringing somebody into the herd. Let's just call that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Because at the end of the day, you're selling mine over somebody else's. Same basic principles as a car salesperson.
No.
Sure it is.
No, it is.
Buy from me, not him. Absolutely it is. It's the same basic principle.
It's on a different level.
No, it's not. There's no level. It's one of the most basic levels ever.
It's a way of life. It's more than just what you've reduced it down to. Maybe that's the reason why we have
problems.
You've got
to break it down to simple, stupid first. And of course, yeah,
no.
Absolutely, because you're always going to have extremists on one end or the other. But if you put it in the basic building blocks, the basic foundation, that's what it is. Believe me, not him. Believe ours, not theirs.
I don't know, man.
So where's...
I think...
And all I'm asking for is a personal feeling on how you... Do you feel the same about both?
I feel that some are. I believe that some are. And I knew some car salesmen
Broaden it. Religion and sales. That's what I... Let's just take car salesmen out of it. Sales and religion. Do you feel equally the same about them as far as their basic principles?
I don't even know what you're getting at. Yeah, you asking somebody to believe this.
The art of persuasion is what we're talking about.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think that's a little out there. I believe there's sales definitely involved.
Why do you think it's out
involved.
There? Let me ask you that.
I believe that sales, there's some sales involved with religion, yes. I believe that some people use it as a tool to get money out of people. I believe that some people use it to manipulate money out of people.
Like I said, take the money
they
out of
it. They use
it. Take the money
out of it. It's a tool that some people use the right way and the wrong way. That's what I believe. Just like sales.
Again, if you take the money out of it, though.
I'm not talking about money.
And get to the basics. So there's a wrong way to get someone to believe in your religion. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Beating the shit out of them. Killing somebody and using them as an example they didn't believe, you better believe or else, yeah, that's a wrong way of getting somebody to believe your religion.
So that's more of a threat, and I agree.
No, I'm not talking about threat. They actually did the shit.
The act is a threat. The act is not persuasion. Yeah. It's persuasion by threat.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Which can be used, again, in sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go somewhere else, you know you're going to get ripped off. That's the same principle. So I'm just... All you're doing is really making more and more likeliness between the two.
No. I think people...
What do you mean,
I think people listening on the podcast don't know where you're coming from either. I think
I'm speaking for
some of them. You're damn right. And it's more than 64.
How many is it now? Do you know?
I don't know.
Then how can you tell me it's more than 64?
Because I know it's more than 64.
Okay.
That was the average.
Oh, okay.
Remember? You told me.
Okay.
Boy.
Well, I guess we've gone through religion, so we might as well hit politics. How was your vote day yesterday? How was your, what is it called? Super Tuesday? Mega Tuesday? Two for Tuesday?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How did you like the voting process?
I think that they
purposely made it more difficult.
Wow, okay. Expand.
Well, there were people in L.A. that was standing in line. And don't get me wrong. You had 11 days to vote here. 11 days. But a lot of people, whether they're procrastinators or they believe in voting on election day, a lot of people, they should have been prepared for a lot of people, and they weren't really prepared. I went to my own community center, okay, and I voted there. I never stood in line in the 20 years that I've been living in Irvine. I never had to stand in line to vote. Mm-hmm. And I had to stand in line. And don't get me wrong, maybe I was in line maybe 20, 30 minutes,
okay,
which was, you know, all right with me. But I never had to stand in line. And it was lucky I got there when I did, because I got there at like 4 o'clock. Between 4 o'clock and 4:30, and I was thinking it was a line. And then after that, that line added to and went down and around by the time I left there. But they have different voting centers, and maybe, you know, maybe it's the fact, like I said, maybe people just wait until the last minute, or some people traditionally vote on election day.
Well, I will tell you this.
I always voted on election day. That's
for me. I didn't get, I mean, as politically uninclined as I am, I didn't realize you could vote 11 days ago. Is it 11 days ago or 11 days from yesterday forward? I still don't know.
You had at least, you had 11 days to
so
go to
LA
a
County,
vote center.
I could have voted 11
center.
Days ago.
Yeah, anywhere. Okay. Anywhere.
So was I was unaware center. Of what that 11 days meant. I
yeah.
had heard it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But everyone just kept talking about Super Tuesday or Tuesday.
It's
Tuesday,
been advertised.
Tuesday.
They had it on billboards. They had
so
it
I'm
on
like, oh,
TV.
Right, shit, I guess I'm going to vote on Tuesday.
They had it on radio.
Which is
it
fine
was
for
out
me.
There. They've been talking about it. You don't monitor the news. I monitor the news. It was out there for people to know that they had 11 days, I believe it was 11 days to vote. And
also,
Tuesday was the last day. There were people in Hollywood that were standing in line for two to four hours.
Uh-huh.
Bernie tried to get an injunction put in that extended the hours to 10 o'clock. But because there was all this time before then to vote, and the way it works here in California, if you're in line at 8 o'clock, no matter how long that line is, everybody in that line gets to vote, as long as you're there by 8 o'clock in the line. So I don't know what he wanted to accomplish by extending it, you know, to 10 o'clock. So I guess those people that didn't make it at 8 o'clock could still get in and vote.
Stoner voters who
were
pressing
to get
there?
Yeah. But well, it was a little upsetting to see that all those people, when you rolled down that line, they were all young, and they were a very diverse crowd of people.
Well, it's in Hollywood.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
area.
But I'm talking about a little representation of everybody in that line that was waiting for 4 hours. Now, I didn't hear anybody talking about in Glendale there was any problems with the voting machines. I didn't hear anybody talking about in Irvine. And that was the weird thing. We had voting machines. They just gave us a card to X and then put it in a computer, and we were done. So I guess they
so you didn't have you didn't have the new system.
We had the news. Well, we had a video system. Yeah, touch screen.
Uh-huh.
Last year, this year they gave us paper. I was like, "Well, wait a minute, what's that about?" But
when I went in, there was a line, and the people kept, you know, they're real nice to keep coming out talking about, you know, sorry, it's taking so long. Da 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 da. Here's the problem. Now, here's where I think the problem is. The problem is that they try to integrate a technology that they weren't quite ready for yet. Right? They're trying to do everything either by cell or by maybe Wi-Fi or something like that. But what has to happen, what the lady was explaining to me, what has to happen is they have to push the data into the mainframe or the main database. Sure. Otherwise, I could vote and then run down the street to the next voting set place and vote again. So if they don't have, if they're not constantly updating all that information, right. it allows for some fraudulent activity if someone's still
right.
applied.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, that makes sense. What was weird is I don't know what political party I was affiliated with from in the beginning, but apparently I had chosen one. But I had to fill out this form, and they couldn't explain to me why I had to pick a form and to decide, like, the way it was kind of explained to me is you have to pick one, and you can vote. If you're voting for a presidential candidate, that's what you had to do. So maybe I was registered as a Republican. I don't even know.
Yeah, you were.
Just because I voted for Trump doesn't
shit.
Mean that I
believe it.
That I was registered as a Republican, number one, because I was mm-hmm. always an undeclared
uh-huh,
from what I know. From what I remember signing up for. The second thing is that she goes, oh, you didn't bring your mail in. I go, what? So apparently somewhere down the road, I registered to be a mail-in as well. So, you know, that part was confusing to me. As far as, like, the whole touch screen and stuff like that, I guess it was pretty self-explanatory. I voted for myself a couple times for judge. I noticed that on my ballot, there were quite a few judge spots that went uncontested.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I might as well just throw my name in there just in case. So you might be having to call me Justice Macias soon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Welcome to America.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Silly shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow. So, I mean, I thought it was fine. I mean, I didn't think there was any big issues. I don't think it made it more difficult. I think they're trying out new technology, and they got to iron it out, but it should work.
Then you should do it
better next
you
year, hopefully.
That's the reason why they have friends and families at restaurants. They get a lot of people to come in there. They're like, hey, this is going to be free. And you see if this our system works out. They should have done that before they did this. Try to roll something out on Super
Tuesday. How are you going to test a system with an entire population? You can't. You can test it with 20, 30, 100 people, 1,000 people. That's not. You might as well not even do it, right? Because you don't have the only way to do it is trial by fire. And it seemed like okay, there's some hiccups, but it's not like the whole system went down. Not like it all crashed.
No, not
like, fuck
not,
this noise.
Not where we were at, but I heard of that happening in different places.
But if they have the ability to do the paper ballots like you had to do, then that should have been like their backup.
Some of them,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
System's down, fucking
yeah.
Into the papers.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, they were talking about this new system, and I had never... I the whole time I think that I've lived there, I've always... In Irvine, we had those little video screens.
Right.
And,
well, maybe
no,
they had to move your video screens out of Orange County to test it in L.A. County.
Maybe that's it.
And instead of purchasing all this, like, okay, it kind of worked in Orange County. Let's give it a shot in L.A. County. I mean, L.A. County
maybe
is a significantly
yeah,
larger
maybe that's
county.
What they,
so
maybe they just tested it there.
Maybe
all I know is I had, and I talked to a couple of people yesterday that said the same thing. People, when they went to the first spot where you get your ballot.
Uh-huh.
People were in line at that where you register saying that, hey, it has me as a Republican. I want to vote Democrat.
That's like me. I mean, who knows how long ago I registered to vote? Probably when I was 18 because I thought it was awesome. And I'm pretty sure I registered as undeclared.
Well, you know what? You probably... Independent, they had something go down where they changed the independent status, and you had to be one or the other, or you couldn't vote, and you have to go and change that yourself, because there was a problem with with that. But I also heard that what Republicans were telling people to do is vote Democratic and vote for Bernie. Because they feel
like... I thought
like,
of that, yeah. actually. I thought of and like, thought hey, that, how easy would it be just to switch your party and try and, you know, vote for whoever you thought was going to lose or whoever you think would lose in the actual presidential election? I mean, I feel like that's now, a small flaw in there.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a loophole that obviously a lot of people were told about, made aware that they feel that Bernie would be less of a threat to Trump.
Right.
Because he has the socialism stigma. Yeah.
I mean, here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why if you're a Republican, why don't you just have Trump on there? I know he's not running against anyone. I know it's just a primary. But that would kind of level the playing field in a way that, in this way, was my thought process. Is that as people, you know, as the polls come out, because we know polls can really change the way people respond and vote, is...
That's if you believe that shit.
Well, but a lot of people do, right? Uh-huh. A lot of people look at the polls and like, okay, we're set, or okay, we need some work to do, or whatever it might be. Whereas, you know, if the polls come out, and it should be 50%+ for Trump, right, as far as Republican votes, because if you're Republican, you want a Republican in there still, you're going to keep Trump there. But if you see that number super small as either a Republican or a Democrat, you're going to think there's a lot of trouble in the water, right?
Not necessarily. The thing is,
the general public, I think, yeah, would interpret that information that way.
Yeah, maybe. Just like you write in your name as a joke on the ballot as judge, those same people.
I don't know if it was a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's a non-vote.
Uh-huh. To me, you take it a little serious, a little bit more serious than fucking writing my own fucking name in there.
Oh, is that what you think? You take it more serious?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do.
Did you read up on all your judges and all your district attorneys?
I read about more of them than you did, buddy.
Did you read up on all of them is my question.
The ones that I had to vote for, yeah. I at least went to their website to see what they were about and what they were talking about.
Uh-huh. All of them.
There wasn't that many. Maybe there was more in L.A.
Yeah, there were quite a few.
Yeah. See, you because you choose to live in the comfort of your ignorance, you want to wrap me in that same blanket.
I'm just
you
asking questions.
You want to believe that
did I say
wouldn't
you
do
didn't?
Any research.
I just want to make sure.
Like, I wouldn't. Why? Why?
Why
would
not?
You want to make sure and you're the guy writing your name in on
why
the ballot?
Why can't I ask you a question?
And I said, and you still questioned me. All of them.
I just wanted to clarify.
All of them. All of them?
There is a question, and then there's a qualifier. Why do you get so offended?
Same way you get offended
when you say that I live in the comfort of my ignorance?
Yes. Yeah, you do.
I didn't get upset at all.
Because how many did you research? None of them. You guessed. You just said, oh, that sounds like a nice name.
No, there's a process that I went through in voting for him.
Yeah, and you're already laughing about
it
because it's
ridiculous.
Didn't have to do with
not necessarily.
Because it's ridiculous.
No, not at all.
You didn't take it serious.
That's not true at all. I'm not saying that my way is the best way to do it. And I don't know if it's the worst way to do it.
All I know is...
But I had a method.
I did what I did for the betterment of humanity. It wasn't no more than 55 years ago they were busting skulls if you were trying to vote. They passed it, so now you have some protection on voting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They don't necessarily have to commit violence against you to stop you from voting. Or put poll tax or make you answer a quiz. See, you forget some of that shit. I was born in 65. That was the same year that they passed the Voting Rights Act.
Oh.
To make it fair for a citizen to vote of color.
Okay.
That was just 55 years ago.
Okay.
They still do shit. They still try to mess with the vote. Still. But we want to believe that.
But the way
that
you voted,
we
you are for certain. You're for certain. It's for the betterment of everybody. I'm going to go back to the everybody again. So, what you in your conscience, and I'm not questioning it. I'm just clarifying it. In your mind, the way you voted is for the betterment of general society. You're confident.
For brown people, black people, white people, Asian people, yeah. Hindu, yeah, those okay. people. That's what I had in my head when I was looking and deciding who I was going to vote for. Because some people want to keep things the same way that they are. They want minorities to live with the injustice that has always been there and pretend that it isn't there. You know, we want to believe that we give everybody the right to vote, but when you close down 700 voting centers in a state to make it more difficult for people to vote, when you know that a certain population goes to church and likes to vote after
well,
church.
We've already discussed.
Yeah,
this.
That's what I'm saying. When you do
Did
that.
Did that happen this year?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. You have this blanket that you don't want to see that. You don't want to know that.
I don't have a blanket.
That happens.
I don't have a, wait. No, I'm going to stop
now.
You for a second.
That happens
I don't
now.
Have a blanket that I do not or I ignore the fact.
It doesn't
I'm just,
affect
I'm just,
you.
No, it has nothing to do whether or not it affects me or not. It is outside of my daily activities to catch that information.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on the news scouring it for injustices. I'm not on the internet scouring for injustices.
Yeah, because that way that's, you can live comfortable that way.
It has no it
yeah,
has nothing
you
to
can
do
live
with
very
that
comfortable.
I can live comfortable that
yeah.
way. It has to do that there's not enough hours that I got my own shit. That I've got to fucking figure
Me
out.
Me too.
I got my own bills I got to fucking figure
mm-hmm.
out. I don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say that, but I mean, I don't mean this to be offensive. You have a good majority of the day where you're not actively working.
No.
What do you mean no? What time do you start work?
Usually 2 o'clock.
2 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good portion of time, depending on when you wake up.
Yeah. Usually 10.
That you can do. Okay, so you got 4 hours. So I get up at 6. I go to bed at 11. There's not hardly any time in between there that I have to do anything besides work,
That's
take care of my family,
uh-huh.
and
okay.
do whatever extracurricular activities I have
okay.
to do with my son or my fiance, and then move on with my day. That's every day.
Uh-huh.
So that has nothing to do with me feeling comfortable, being able to live
yeah,
with myself.
Yeah, well,
no, it has to deal with, I have to
care.
Be able to leave.
You don't care about anybody else but yourself. You
That's
just
not
take
true.
Care of yourself.
I don't have time.
You don't have
to take care of anybody else.
No, you don't have the curiosity.
That's not true.
That's
not true at all. Again, assumptions. You make more assumptions instead of asking
Boy,
questions.
Man. You can read about the Jenner girl or
Jenner girl.
What? Kaylee, whatever her name is.
You keep bringing this up. When we started that account, I followed every celebrity that popped up on Instagram.
Ugh.
Today is the first day I've looked at that since then.
So you don't even know what kind of
I have
shit
no idea
okay.
what's coming on that
All
feed.
All right. All right. Then
again,
then,
you have a lot of extra time to investigate this shit.
No, I get it. It pops up as picking up strangers, new.
Okay,
blah,
so
blah,
you
blah.
set your alerts wrong. That's not my problem.
No, it's not your problem.
It's not my problem.
No, it's not your problem.
Because you could fix that very easily. So my point is, instead of asking questions, you make assumptions that I'm on Instagram following Kylie Jenner and The Rock and Kevin Hart. All the
yeah,
fucking
you
people,
are. You
all
are.
All the fucking people
Why
that
you
complain
you do
about.
That? Why would you do that?
I explained that at the beginning of the episode. There's a whole system on how to generate followers.
Uh-huh. And you believe that shit.
It's worked.
Uh-huh. How many followers we got on there?
Oh, I don't know. All right.
Thank you.
It's a proven strategy, so you know.
Uh-huh.
Google it. While you're on there looking for injustice, let your mind relax a little bit and Google how to get followers.
Okay.
Just do that.
Uh-huh, because that's so much more important than injustice. Okay.
I said a break.
Uh-huh.
I said a break, didn't I? Uh-huh. Did I say spend your entire time doing this? Right. Always. But that's okay. What kind of fun rides did you have today? We've already handled all the don't bring up subjects.
What do you mean don't bring up subjects?
Religion and politics.
You did that shit. We've handled that. Yeah, you did it. Remember, folks, he did it. He did it. He did it for you.
Just trying to stay current, you know? Staying in the know with the country. That's all.
See, he's full of shit. Y'all know he's full of shit. I know he is. He's still my friend, though. But sometimes you could just, if you could squeeze him, it would come out all the holes in his body. Just full of shit, boy. Wait till that coronavirus gets your ass.
I'm going to Washington. I might get it. We'll see.
I don't know. I haven't. Coronavirus. I haven't made a decision on it yet.
Oh,
but
well,
now.
Well. Oh, wait, hold the phones. But Frank hasn't made a decision on the coronavirus.
No, because
as a leading expert, let's hear what he has to say. Frank.
Well, I take the temperature of society. I'm monitoring media. I'm listening to people in the car talking about what's going on. You go to some neighborhoods. And everybody seems like, you know, there ain't no big deal. And then other people are getting in the car talking about, yeah, they just cleared off the shelves at Walmart of Purell and Clorox. And had the lady that worked at Walmart said that it hadn't been that busy. And she said Christmas time. It was like Christmas time. Rushes of people coming in there buying up all this, you know, Clorox and all this antiviral Lysol. I mean, just and she said they were just like tons, stacks of toilet paper. She said she worked there. I forgot how long this lady. She'd been there for a while. She had never seen so much toilet paper come out of Walmart. And I guess my thinking behind it is, I guess people think, well, if we get quarantined and we can't leave the house, we got to have plenty of toilet paper to wipe our ass. I guess that's, but canned goods, I mean, some people are really panicking and it's like,
A lot of people are really panicking, and it's just fucking stupid.
And then other people I'm listening to, and, you know, it's not a big thing. You know, people used to laugh at me about bumping fists. Hey, what's up, man? Bump fists. Well, now
everybody's in the elbows now.
Yeah, but, you know, that was a precaution.
Wash your hands. Don't put your hands in your mouth, your eyes, or your nose.
That's
super easy.
That's the crazy thing.
Protect yourself from the virus.
That's
don't touch your fucking
what's
face.
So fucking crazy.
Wash your damn hands.
Wash your damn hands. That's all. People laugh because I wear them gloves. I still wear them gloves. I like wearing black gloves.
You like wearing gloves for a whole different reason.
Yeah,
it had nothing to do with fucking.
I know, but
and
see,
wear,
it protects
and here's
me.
The
though.
Deal. No, it doesn't. It gives you a false sense of protection.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Because just like when they brought in the food service, everybody had to wear gloves. Here's the deal. They never changed their fucking gloves. If you're not changing your gloves or washing or sterilizing your gloves, it's worse than just digging your hands in shit and shoving them in your mouth.
I don't know.
That's a false sense of security.
All right. I let the coronavirus get on those leather black gloves.
And then when you go wiping your eyes late at night,
no,
but like you
no,
do.
No, because I use the germ stuff. I use the Purell. I got it right there in my map pocket, right next to me. Sometimes
you put the Purell on your gloves.
No,
then
I put them on my hands.
Then it does you no good. I'm saying the shit's on your gloves.
Okay.
On the outside.
On the outside.
And so if you touch your face with the gloves.
Other people, it go, no, I don't touch my face with the gloves on.
Now that we've said that, all I want you to do is be cognizant of it. The next time you put your gloves on, just see. Just see if it's a, if it's one of these.
I don't.
If
it's one of these. I purposely don't. Because I know better. Okay. My mother was a nurse. Okay. I listened to the news. They didn't say this is the easiest way of stopping the spread of this virus. Wash your damn hands.
Talking
I don't
about
rub
when you
my
have
face.
The gloves
now,
on.
I will when I have the gloves on, I do not touch my face. I do not.
Here's the thing.
I make it.
You can't tell me that you constantly think don't touch your face when you have your gloves on.
Yes.
That's just insane. To make that claim that you are constantly telling yourself, don't touch my face because you have
gloves
on.
It's running in the background.
Well, now put it in the foreground and see if it actually happens. Because I guarantee you catch yourself
you know
touching
what?
Your face
you know
at
what?
Some point.
Like
touching
I said.
Your ear.
No.
Touching,
no.
Doing one of these.
No.
Doing one
no.
of these.
See, this absolutely is what I'm talking about. I'm trying to tell your ignorant blanket wrapped ass that I don't touch my face.
Okay.
That is not good enough for you. Uh-huh. I don't touch my face when I have those gloves on. I don't do it.
Okay.
I don't
well,
do it.
Now that we
now,
have this
when
discussion,
I have my
you're
hands,
thinking
my
about
hands,
it.
Yeah, I'll touch my face. If I feel like a hair or something out of place, mm-hmm. I'll touch my face. But I don't touch my face with the gloves on. I don't see why that's so hard for you to believe. Why is that your hill that you're willing to climb?
Specifically because of what you just said. Are you telling me you only feel a hair when you don't have your gloves on? Or are you telling me that you do feel the hair when you have your gloves on, but you will then take your gloves off, you will then rub that little spot that doesn't have a hair, and then put your gloves back on? Which one of those scenarios is correct?
Some people do that.
Do you?
I don't touch my face when I have those gloves on.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. I'll believe you, but I'll look forward to what you say tomorrow or next week.
No.
Actually, it won't
no.
be next week. It'll be later than that.
But. Uh-huh. Oh, jeez, man.
It's just logical. It has
no,
nothing to
no,
do with
it,
whether or
not
you're
logical.
Smart or not. It's logical.
Some people have enough sense and have maybe enough self-control to know, hey, I don't want to get sick, so I won't do this, so I get sick.
Okay.
Some people do that. Part of the reason why I bump fists, it was because some of the comics that I hang out with, I don't know where their hands have been. I can only imagine. And I don't want to shake them. I will bump fists with you. I had someone get an attitude with me. He's like, oh, I like a handshake. Well, if I don't have my gloves on, we bumping fists. That's how I am. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with knowing that 99% of the hands that you shake have touched a dick. Period.
I'm not talking about just. I wish that was the worst thing that I thought some of them people touched. I wish that was the worst. I listen to them on stage and some of the shit they say, I'm like, ain't shaking your hand. That sounds like that's
for all
a
the
solid
comics out there listening.
Yeah,
you know who you are.
Yeah, and they know who I'm talking about too. And they're like, you know what, Friendly Frank, you are right. Should not be shaking those hands. Sometimes you shake a hand, a certain energy. People give off a certain energy. That's part of the reason why I wear those gloves. Mm-hmm. Keep my energy to myself. I don't know. Look at that. Did you leave that open like you a kid?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
It just falls open.
Oh, okay. Sure. That's what your kid says.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anything else for this episode? We had quite the ride today. Got sponsorships. Hey, what an episode to have our first sponsorship on.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank the sponsors for doing that. You listen to the episode. You know where it was going. You know how it got there.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like the blame game coming out of you already.
Hey, they know it. They listening right now. They said, you know what? He was sitting there. He was all cool. And he started throwing in, religion and politics.
Self-image that you have that the audience sees you. He's just a cool dude, just minding his business. And that asshole Mike, come and fuck this whole day up.
I didn't say you're an asshole. I said asshole. Like, you start shit. You like to start shit.
Start
shit. Yeah. Stir it up. Come on, let's see. They gotta get a rise out of them.
Oh, you always think there's some sort of crazy agenda that I've got going on. I love it.
Man,
it's the best.
I've known you for 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah.
You live in an illusion that...
Oh, back to my bubble. I'm back in the bubble again.
That blanket.
Bubble boy, Marcus.
Man.
Last but not least, as always, want to thank Esports Arena for letting us have these crazy conversations together in their arena here in Santa Ana. We are like their official charity case. I'm sure they write us off at the end of the year somewhere in their taxes.
I told you that. I said that last week.
Also want to announce for any of you out there throughout the United States that are into esports and gaming, Esports Arena is developing a semi-pro gaming league. It's basically like the minors to step up into being paid to game, just like we're getting being paid to podcast. So check them out online, esportsarena.com. They've also got locations out there in Colorado Springs, Nashville, Tennessee. Hopefully Nashville's doing okay. I feel sorry for all those people out there that are affected from that terrible tornado.
Oh, man, yeah.
Fort Worth, Texas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Missouri, Roseville, California, Detroit, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, Spokane Valley, Washington, Scottsdale, Arizona, Austin, Texas, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Cincinnati, Ohio. If you're into gaming, look them up online, esportsarena.com. Look for the locations nearest you and go have a ball. They're generally going to be located in a Walmart store, so easy to find.
Yeah, boy.
All right, y'all. It's been a blast. Wish I could say the same for you, Frank. But
I know, man.
Take us out of here.
You really, man. You're draining me, man. You are draining me of my life energy, man. I don't know how much longer I can handle this. Whew, jeez. Get accused of shit. And...
I haven't accused you of a thing. All I've done is ask you questions. If you feel accused, that's on you. My apologies. You feel that way about yourself. I'm just asking questions.
Don't touch my face. Don't touch my face. Don't touch
watch,
my face.
Watch when you come back and we talk next time. You'll be like, man.
No.
Actually, you probably won't say anything. What I need to do is put a little hidden camera in your car because I don't think you'd be honest with me even if you did touch your face, to be honest.
See?
I don't.
That's
prove me wrong. That's all I'm saying.
That's the thing. Now, to prove you right, I have to lie and say, yeah, you know what?
If you look at me right now and say, you know what, if I touch, I'm going to make a cognizant effort. If I touch my face, I give you my word and our friendship that I will tell you, man, you were right. Because in 31 episodes, I don't think you've ever said that. Even though we talked about Lyft, you need to listen to these episodes. Just tell me one where you
these
told me
people,
I was right.
Look. It was
this
three
is how
episodes.
It goes
it was
like this
three
all
episodes.
The time.
Check three episodes ago.
And what was it about?
I don't remember, but you were right.
Okay. And you said
and
to
I
me,
said it was
said,
a
Mike,
good, or
you were right.
I said this was a good idea. Yeah. Matter of fact,
we had this conversation and we went over it.
Episode one.
Oh, that's right. That's uh-huh. right. Because you decided
first
to
episode.
Do the podcast, you,
I thought
that's
it was
you
good,
saying
you it was
Mike,
your idea.
Right.
It was your idea. I said mm-hmm. you came at the right time. I said you did a good sales job.
That's not Mike. You were right. This
yeah,
is a good time.
And I said, yeah, it was.
You went.
I
you danced all around in a
I
circle
said,
like a little mariachi.
I said you
dancing
did
around
everything that. Right. That's what I said. That's what I said.
That is not the same as Mike. You are right, and you know damn well.
If you weren't right, I
you
wouldn't
did,
be doing this.
You did everything right to convince me so far, is what you've said. You never
no.
said, man, you were right.
I
this
said
is
it was
a good
great
idea.
Idea. Yeah, listen to the episode.
I'm going to listen to the episode.
Cool.
Not only that, I'm going to listen to the episode. I'm then going to have it so we can play it back and we can listen to it live, and then we'll discuss it. And two things are going to happen. Either you're going to tell me I'm right, or I'm going to tell you you are right. Those are the only two things that can happen. There's no interpretation. There's no nothing.
If that episode said,
Mike, you were right.
There was another episode where it was close. You were almost right. I remember that one.
I'm writing myself a note right now, and we're
a matter of interpretation.
Right. Nope.
And you were really close. You were really close to being right.
We are doing
I think that was episode.
Who was right?
18. I think that was episode 18.
You're just making shit up.
Yeah.
Episode 1. Frank claims, he says, Mike was right. All right.
Wait a minute.
Was right. No, wait a minute. That's what you just claimed. I'm going to use a Frank word. The people out there know what you just said.
Okay. They can also interpret.
Now they can interpret.
If I said it was a good idea, that means you were right, right?
No.
I asked you specifically,
have you ever looked at me in my face and said, Mike, you were right? Not a single time.
Man, I'm telling you, I know I have.
Well?
And I know it's on the episode. So you guys listening, you find it. You send it to either one of us.
Picking up strangers podcast at gmail.com if you're so inclined.
Yep. Hey, stay safe out there, people. We living in strange times. I don't know if you really need to buy 100 rolls of toilet paper. But just wash your damn hands. Yeah. Do that. Some soap. Some good old fashioned.
You know, some of that lava soap.
Yeah. That got the grit in it.
The lava soap.
I used to like that. My mom wouldn't buy it because she can't rub your back with lava. And it did feel a little bit like lava. It was rough, but that got your hands clean, man.
Yeah.
It also takes a couple layers of skin, exposing you to even more germs.
All right, man. Get us out of here.
All right. God bless you all. If you don't believe in God, good luck. Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh.